This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we did this to ourselves, okay? We aren't really that bright when it comes to tech. I don't really think Americans are bright at all in terms of that. I think we're really smart people overall. I think we ask some good questions. But I think with tech, we're kind of stupid. We give our credit cards over the phone. We give our measurements, our bra size over the phone. We meet people over the phone. We get into cars with people that we don't know, letting them drive us to places. We order food from people we don't know that could be touching it and licking their fingers and eating some of our french fries because they're hungry. Which is why I always make sure when you do get your food, you know, make sure it's like in packages, not just those little styrofoam things. Because remember, there was a report that about a third of drivers, I'm not saying Uber Eats, but food delivery drivers will eat some of your food and some of your french fries because they're hungry and it's free food. So, you know, we do a lot of things nowadays that we would have never done in the 80s or 70s or 60s or whatever. So it kind of, you know, it's like, really? You know, I'm going to bank from my phone when somebody could hack it. So when we watched Total Recall in the 90s, and when we watched movies where you could get into a spaceship or a car. Wait, what was that Multipass movie with Bruce Willis? Multipass, Fifth Element, where they're flying around and you just get in the car and you don't necessarily have to drive it. We all think that an autonomous car, an autopilot, is just that. You could be tired, you could be drunk, you could be passed out. You could be on your laptop, and the car knows exactly what to do, where to go. Well, maybe in the year 2080, but right now we're still not there with the technology. We think we are, but apparently Tesla's autopilot program has to be investigated because some doofuses are driving drunk, expecting their Tesla autopilot to handle everything. One, I think, took a nap in his back seat while he was in a Tesla autopilot car. That's not what they're designed for. So what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, is these Tesla, how this autopilot works is there's extra sensors, there's ultrasonography, there's, you know, all these little extra kind of tech-type information gathering sensors that feed it into the car's computer system that helps the driver pick up on things that they might not notice, right? Because, you know, a lot of people get into accidents and they're driving, but maybe they're not paying attention or they're changing their song on the radio or whatever they're doing. So these cars with that autopilot, it's supposed to be an added layer of safety. I believe Tesla says directly, your hands have to be on the wheel. The driver has to still be engaged when you have autopilot. So when you hear that some idiot is going, you know what, just drive me home, and he's falling asleep in the back seat, no wonder these cars are getting into accidents. So we're being told, I'm sorry about this, in the United States, since the launch of the 2014 model, there has been a series of collisions. 17 were injured, one died. The NHTSA states that since 2018, autopilot or traffic-aware cruise control Tesla has identified 11 crashes in the field that collided with vehicles. The first responder uses flashing lights, flares, illuminated arrow boards, and danger warning cones. The agency... Okay, I'm not sure what they're talking about that. I would put up a cone if there was an accident also. But I believe that there were... there was a person who slept behind the car. In June 2016, the agency sent an investigation team to 31 crashes, including a partially automated driving assistance system. That's supposed to keep the vehicle in the center of the lane and keep a safe distance from a vehicle in front. And according to data released by the agency, 25 of these crashes were related to the Tesla autopilot, and 10 people were reported dead. So, there, you know, these numbers aren't just, you know, a once in a blue moon thing. Apparently, there's been multiple crashes in California. Let me see here if we have a list of some of the cities that have had some issues. Agency said there were crashes in Laguna Beach, California, Norwalk, Connecticut, Cloverdale, Indiana, Bridgewater, Massachusetts, Cochise County, Arizona, Charlotte, North Carolina, Montgomery County, Texas, Lansing, Michigan, and Miami, Florida. So even though you could override the autopilot with brakes, just like, you know, cruise control where you could override it, you can't do cruise control without still being in charge. You know, you could still operate the gas. You're still supposed to operate the brake. So same thing with autopilot. And so now apparently the government is going to be investigating stocks for Tesla drop, but I don't really have that much of that stock because I just don't trust what's going on with this. But they, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the investigation covers 765,000 vehicles, which is everything Tesla has sold domestically since 2014. Of the 11 crashes, 17 were injured, one killed. The deadly one happened on Interstate 70 in Cloverdale, Indiana. Passenger Jenna Monet was killed after the Tesla, being driven by her husband, slammed into the back of a parked fire truck. So I would say, look, I get that we want the coolest of the tech. I get that we don't want to have to drive, that we have other things that we want to do, right? Whether it's being on the phone, whether it's working, whether it's... I mean, look, there's a lot of people not back at work or they're able to work from home. Do you really have to work while you drive? Wasn't somebody listening to a Harry Potter or watching a Harry Potter movie when he got into an accident or one of these things? I mean, if you really can't wait till you get home, that's a problem. Now, mind you, I get that a lot of people are driving long distance. It takes me about 4 hours to go from Vegas to L.A. It gets boring. But just, you know, just don't trust autopilot to that degree. We're just not there yet. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can, with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-2255. 1-800-799-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you, Robert, for sending me that picture of CNN Taliban fighters responsibly wearing masks. I think that's a joke. I don't know if I think somebody hijacked that. Apparently there's two sets of photos. I don't understand how people do this. Maybe they got too much time on their hands. But there's two sets of photos that show CNN news tickers on the bottom saying Taliban fighters responsibly wearing masks. The other news ticker reads violent but mostly peaceful transfer of power. And then there's a, yeah, and so I'm not really sure, you know, which of these could be, photoshopped or not, but I think it is satirical. I can't say. I mean, if really that is real, I'll look into it, but I thought that might have been photoshopped. Taliban fighters responsibly wearing masks. In terms of COVID, people have some very interesting senses of humor. It's sad. It's horrible what's going on over there. But whenever, tragedy strikes, sadly, there are people that decide to kind of have fun with it. And there's many people that aren't very happy with CNN, so they're going to try, especially with the mask mandates. So I think it's a fake, but I'll look into it and let you guys know. If that is reporting from CNN, that is odd. So I'll find out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sadly, a Northern California boy has died from a rare brain-eating amoeba. And he's from Northern California, and he swam in a lake. And we want our kids to be out there with nature and exercise and not sit home playing video games and watching TV. Unfortunately, he got primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. His name is David Pruitt of Tehama County, and he swam in a lake prior to becoming ill in July. He had to be hospitalized by the end of July. He had severe brain swelling. Sadly, he died August 7th. Now, we've talked about PAM, primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. It's an infection of the central nervous system, the brain and the meninges. The meninges line the brain. And it's caused by an amoeba, Naegleria fowleri. And a lot of people mix up Naegleria fowleri with entamoeba. Entamoeba, ent is GI, so that's how you kind of remember it. You know, Naegleria, you could say nerves. So entamoeba, histolytica, entamoeba affects the GI tract. It can go up to the brain as well, but most of these brain-eating amoebas that people get when they swim or irrigate their nose with tap water is the Naegleria fowleri, okay? So it's an amoeba, and it's found in warm freshwater lakes and rivers. And what it does is it rests on the sediment below and feeds on bed bacteria. An amoeba is a parasite. It's larger than bacteria, so it feeds on bacteria. So when swimmers are in a lake and they're kind of kicking up the silt, and they might dive underwater, an amoeba that got loose from eating can enter the nose. What happens is once it enters the nose, it travels along the olfactory nerve to the brain. Then it can start eating away at the brain, causing swelling, and oftentimes it's fatal. Now, some people might not get it from swimming. They might get it from religious rituals or nasal irrigation with contaminated tap water. Remember, there was somebody in the South that was doing a neti pot. So they were rinsing out their sinuses, but they used the tap water to do it, and an amoeba was in the tap water. And it was during summer when it was warm. Amoebas like warm. So that's why if you're ever going to do a nasal flushing or neti pot, it's got to be distilled water, sterile water. Don't be using stuff from the tap. So what are symptoms of Naegleria fowleri? So these amoeba infections start off as a headache, fever, fatigue, vomiting, but then it could progress to neck stiffness, light sensitivity, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. And you might not notice symptoms for about a week, week and a half after the swimming, because it takes a while for it to travel up the olfactory nerve, find a place to eat, and then it just munches on the brain. And when it is there, then the brain starts to swell. The brain tries to wall it off, fight it off. The swelling, a lot of times the brain can't handle, and much of the symptoms is from the brain swelling. So sadly, the reason why people die is because we can't catch this early enough. Most of the time, PAM, or the primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, is diagnosed way too late. Again, it's primary because it's caused by the amoeba itself, as opposed to entamoeba that travels to the brain would be a secondary. All right. So according to the CDC, we've only had four people in the U.S. survive, five in all of North America survive. Now, how often do these infections happen? Well, reported is only about 148 cases from the years 1962 to 2019. So we are talking very, very rare. But the people who survived were treated with an experimental anti-parasite drug called miltefosine. And they also were treated with hypothermia, where their body temperature was lowered. Remember I told you the amoeba likes warm. So they would lower the body temperature. I believe they would have the people in an induced coma, keep them alive with their heart and lungs, but make them hypothermic. Two children made full neurological recovery, and I think we were able to go back to school. So, I mean, it takes God, and it takes an act of Congress to get, you know, to help somebody survive from this. But like I said, the big problem is we just don't know you have it until you start having serious signs. And it mimics meningitis. You know, we talked about neck stiffness, photophobia, light sensitivity, basically. When you have infection or inflammation of the meninges, the lining of the spinal cord, we do a spinal tap to look for bacteria, to look for viruses. That takes time. There are ways to speed things up, but to test for an amoeba a lot of times isn't the first thing thought of. So those who live in warmer climates, or somebody who might have traveled or went swimming, you know, near grandma's house, those are kind of the those are more of the places that we would those would be probably when we would suspect it more. So what do you do? Well, don't irrigate your nasal passages with tap water. Don't swim underwater in freshwater, warm water bodies. And you could use nose clips. Use nose clips when you swim. Now, there is a GoFundMe page that is set up for the Pruitt family. I did write a little article on this, by the way. It's on my website, drdahlia.com. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook. So far, about $22,000 has been raised. The family originally, it was, I believe, set up by an aunt or a family member or friend for medical expenses, because there were medical bills, unpaid time off work, possible funeral expenses, and then they announced that sadly the boy died, and so they are asking any and everyone to donate what you can and to share this information about the amoeba and the PAM illness with as many people as you can. The family is extremely thankful, humbled, and feels so blessed to know people care for them so deeply and have and are still praying for them and have donated what they can to help during this tragic time. So that's on my Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. That's on my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show. It's one of these things that really, these are the stories I can't stand, because I want, you know, how I grew up and how my parents grew up. I mean, they climbed trees. They rode their bikes. They played stickball. They made mud pies. You know, they jumped in puddles. They jumped into lakes. They, you know, and these things are rare. You know, and so I hate seeing a kid die, you know, doing something that we want, you know, kids to be able to do. You know, I mean, you know, sadly there's risks and they're very, very, very rare. But it's cases like this that parents read and they go, you know, I'm going to just keep my kid indoors. My kid won't get an amoeba if they're indoors. Well, yeah, your kid won't get an amoeba swimming underwater, but, you know, they could swim and you could teach them. You could put a nose clip. You could teach them, you know, not to swim underwater. You could, you know, take them to, like, you know, maybe a public pool. I don't know. I think there's such a hesitancy with parents to keep their kids safe that we might be doing worse the other end. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. This as the president sends 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of troops being sent to Afghanistan to 7,000. The Taliban gaining control of the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, after the Afghan president fled the country. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise reacts to everything going on in Afghanistan.
It's a very dire situation when you see the United States Embassy being evacuated. In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon, and yet here we are.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. All evacuation flights have been stopped. You're listening to USA Radio News. Thousands are dead and even more injured following a 7.2 earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday.
Drones flying over are being used to determine what areas are in the greatest need. We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince.
People are in agony. People are on the streets. So many families are without their homes, looking for help, looking for shelter.
She describes the hardest hit area in southwestern Haiti.
You know, high rates of poverty as well as hunger. A lot of the structures are, have mud walls, et cetera, so really sensitive to conditions, earthquake conditions.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A new poll from Fox News shows that 59% of registered Democrats have a positive view of socialism, compared to 49% who feel the same way about capitalism. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Joshua from Topeka, Kansas asks if I could be really honest about what we're seeing in terms of Delta. Is it really that much worse? Are that many people really getting sick? So it's interesting. I'm not licensed in Kansas. I'm licensed in Wisconsin. I'm licensed in Arizona. I'm licensed in Iowa. I'm licensed in North Dakota. I'm licensed in Minnesota, Alabama, Mississippi, Colorado. So I'm licensed in multiple states. Nevada, of course, Washington State. And I could tell you, I worked all weekend. I work all the time. But I can tell you, we are getting a lot of COVID cases. I'm going to be honest with you. The majority of them, I always ask when somebody, you know, has symptoms of either coughing or mild fever or nausea or diarrhea or body aches, and even they suspect they might have COVID. I ask, you know, have you been vaccinated for COVID yet? And not judging, it's your choice. I still think it should be people's choice. I'm not a fan of mandates, you know, but alas, you know, have you been vaccinated yet or not? The majority of the people who are having more severe, where I'm like, you need to go to the hospital now, you don't sound good, they are unvaccinated. But I still have a lot, I would probably say about 25% of the people calling in, they say, I don't have COVID, I was vaccinated. Now, I mean, they may be right. I can't test them. I need to send them to go get tested. But I am seeing it in both populations. The more nasty versions of it with the cough and the high fevers. And by the way, another thing with COVID, too, is it's not like the flu where you have a high fever for the first few days and the fever goes away. The fever keeps coming in cycles. Almost like malaria does. I mean, you get these cyclic fevers, and it's like, you know, the virus subsides, the body thinks it's okay, and then the virus comes out again, and then it subsides, and the virus comes out again, and so it's just a weird. It's not the typical cold. It's not the typical flu, and I hate saying that, you know, because I know the majority of people get mild illness. I get it. But I can tell you that we are seeing more COVID. We're seeing it more in the unvaccinated, but vaccinated people are getting it as well. Hospitalizations have risen now to about, I believe, 20,000 nationally being reported by Worldometers. That is quadruple from just 3 weeks ago. So, you know, multiple states are seeing cases rise. And I know everybody just wants to blame the red states, but I believe most states are seeing, you know, some pretty significant spikes. But the one thing I do want to share with you guys is a very interesting medical malady that I've been seeing more of are leg burns from exhaust pipes. A bunch of you guys are out there in the sun, riding, enjoying summer, and you're getting on your bike. Or you're getting on your quad. And it blows my mind how many leg burns I'm seeing. Some of you guys are riding in shorts and flip-flops. Now, I know some of you guys that have a motorcycle, you know, you're like, okay, these guys are novices, okay? You know, tell them to get a clue, Dr. Dahlia. Well, I mean, look, a lot of people want to start, you know, embracing some other forms of transportation and get out there and off-road and things like that. But I don't think a lot of people realize that their leg is pretty darn close to the exhaust pipe. And so I'm seeing some nasty burns. And I don't know how you guys lasted that long on the bike without jumping off. We saw first degree, second degree, third degree. You know there's actually fourth degree burns. I haven't seen any fourth degrees. But first degree burns are when it affects the top layer of the skin, the epidermis. They're more superficial. First degree burns usually can be treated on your own unless they're of the genitals, the face, the fingers, the toes, things like that, hands and feet. But even sunburns can do first degree burns. But that's where the upper layer of the epidermis. Second degree burns is where it goes to the dermis. That's how I remember it, all right? So second degree burns are more severe. They cause blistering and more pain, more redness, can cause some swelling. Third degree burns extend beyond the dermis, and they affect the deeper tissues. They can also affect the nerves. So interestingly, some people, when they burn themselves, especially with some of these exhaust burns, they said, you know, Dr. Dahlia, it doesn't hurt. I could see the burn, but it's not, you know, it looks bad, but it doesn't hurt. So I think I'm okay. I just need some cream. If your burn doesn't hurt, you might be right now. If your burn doesn't hurt, that possibly means it charred the nerves. That would be a third degree. And then there's fourth degree burns. Fourth degree burns is where they penetrate all layers of the skin. It could affect the muscles, the tendons, the bones. Those are bad. So, you know, people will say, you know what, it can't be a bad burn because I only burned myself on the stove. So it's no more than a first or second degree. Well, it depends on the length of time and exposure. You know, some people with diabetes, they don't feel as easily as others, or the nerves take a little longer to bring up the signal to the brain. So some people might sadly be touching something that's burning them longer before they realize it. Or they're so distracted, or who knows. And so sometimes there could be a delay. Some people are burned by chemicals. Some people are burned by, you know, a whole variety of different things. So length of exposure, what's causing the burn, the temperature, those are things that obviously can weigh in on how bad your burn could be. Yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. Is that cool? I know. Yeah, I can teach. So I don't know if you guys remember Pink, right? Pink was in the, you know, Moulin Rouge song and just all sorts of other, you know. I'm going to start a fight. Pink. Anyway, but she's singing on key. I'm going to start a fight. Anyway, so Pink said she burned her leg while riding her husband Carrie Hart's motorcycle. She said, I burnt my leg on hubby's pipes. Burns are no fun. Hot pipes aren't either. She goes, at least not that kind. Laugh out loud. All right, so she had a good sense of humor about it. But what you guys need to realize is exhaust pipes can average 500 degrees Fahrenheit. And if your body is touching it, that's not cool. So what do you do? Well, one is prevention is key. You know, there's leg protectors. There's actually things that could go on the bike over the exhaust pipe to not allow the conduction to go outward towards your leg. So if you do have it, and a lot of times it's the rider behind you, or, you know, it depends on how the bike is built. But most people that have bikes, they know they got their boots, they got their pants. But you'll have some people going, oh, I'll hop on, and they're in shorts and sandals. For any sort of burn, when it's mild, always run some cool water on it. Don't be icing the burn. The skin is damaged. So when you start to add ice, that could damage it more. So do cool water. Cool water is fine. There's some antibiotic creams out there like Neosporin or Silvadine. Silvadine is by prescription. Neosporin's over the counter. But, you know, if you can't really rate your burn and you're not exactly sure what's going on, I would definitely talk to a medical provider. But if you have a burn that's a larger area of the body, if a kid is burned, if a senior is burned, if the burn affects your face, your hands, your feet, genitalia, if it's starting to blister, if it looks charred, you really have to get a medical professional's immediate evaluation. I know a lot of you guys call telemedicine, and we love the fact that you call telemedicine companies, and, you know, we can at least kind of give you advice and guide you. But, you know, if at all, you know, you're feeling like, well, I'm going to have to pay twice, you know, then if it's a more severe burn or a large burn, or like I said, you know, those body parts that get affected, you got to get yourself checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago, I predicted that medicine is going to become socialized. Once Obamacare went into play and people couldn't really afford their deductibles and it turned into a mess and a lot of doctors had to leave their practices, and rather than having the old neighborhood doc or the old farm doc there for you or somebody that could come to your house, the most medical offices or clinics needed to be, you know, more, I don't want to use the word businessized, but needed to be, you know, run more corporately. because you as a doctor can't just say, oh, fine, yeah, you know, bring some chicken. I'll, you know, that's fine. If that's all you have, you don't have to bring money. That's fine. I could cook myself some chicken dinner tonight. You can't do that in this day and age. Medicine has changed so much, and doctors just keep getting pinched and pinched and pinched, where you have to pay for malpractice, you have to pay for electronic medical records, you have to pay for billing softwares, you know, employee rates going up, that it gets to the point that then doctors are forced to pay more. Doctors don't want to charge, or they don't want to charge their clients more. They're sick. So it's a system such that I really fear is going to eventually go into a socialized setting. We've talked about that. But what about America as a whole? Now, it's interesting. You know, most people you would think polled would be like, no, we love America. You know, capitalism has its problems, but we don't need to be socialized. You know, we want to be able to, you know, benefit. We don't want the government involved all the time. You would think that would be kind of a majority sort of consensus. Well, apparently a recent poll has found that many Democrat people that identify as Democrat are a lot more open to socialism than we thought. So they said more Democrats favor socialism over capitalism. Now, what's very interesting about this is a very large reversal from just a year and a half ago. So this wasn't 10, 20, 30 decades, 30 years in the making. This, a year and a half ago, from pre-COVID to post-COVID, I guess once COVID came, many people out there are like, yeah, I think we need more government intervention. I'll talk about what socialism is. They said the poll showed 59% of registered Democratic voters who participated in the poll had a positive view of socialism, compared to 49% who felt that way about capitalism. Now, 59 and 49 don't add up, so I got to take a look at what's going on here with this poll. Sorry about that. Okay, so the poll was taken between August 7th and 10th, showing that 59%, yeah, that in February 2020, when the question was last asked, 50% of Democrats participated, said a favorable had a favorable view of capitalism, 40% about socialism. So of Republicans, yeah, Republicans, 67% viewed capitalism favorably, 8% had a favorable view of socialism. Interesting. So as Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and many people on the left are starting to, you know, make their case, you have a lot of people kind of going, you know, maybe this is better. And so, you know, socialism, so capitalism is where, you know, people can own their own property. They have a drive, they have an incentive, there's this supply and demand, and there's a way for people to be able to, the harder you work, the better the outcome. And it isn't without its faults, you know, because the rich can get richer and they can knock out small business, and sadly we have seen some issues with capitalism, but I still am on the side of capitalism. Socialism is where there's supposed to be more of a spread of the wealth. And it's where the community owns more, as opposed to communism, where the government is the one that kind of redistributes the wealth. But the thing with socialism is many times the government is still involved. So with socialism, you have public ownership. It's not driven by supplies and demand. There has to be an entity that decides what the demand is going to be and what the supply is going to be. So if you want Ariana Grande to sing, right, now in a capitalistic society, if there's going to be ticket sales and she's going to make money, she's going to come into town and sing. But in a more socialism, you know, it's more, well, you know, what does the public want? If the public wants it, we're going to make it happen. If the public doesn't want it, you know, it's just a different way of looking at things. And I don't think we're ready for that, to be honest. Egalitarian society, provision of basic needs, no competition, price control, social welfare, social justice. Those are kind of the main points of socialism. With communism, it's where the government seems to be more of the owners and be the ones that are supposedly redistributing the wealth. And as we could see in countries that are communistic, it's not working. In fact, interestingly, places like China, Russia, they consider themselves socialist. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, I've talked to you more in the past week than I have in the past year or so.
That's fantastic. I love it. Glad you listened. Thank you.
I had to comment on your expose on motorcycles and burns and whatnot. I've had those burns before. They hurt. There's an old saying. I've been riding motorcycles since I was a kid, and there's an old saying, if you don't want to slide in it, don't ride in it. And,
right.
If you've ever, for anybody who's ever laid a motorcycle down, and I've done my share of that, especially on the highway or really anywhere, you know, you want to take that saying to heart because you can get seriously injured. I did want to ask you a question about helmets. Well, actually more about the head. I can tell you from experience that I would never ride without a helmet. Now, as you might guess, I'm against laws that mandate people to wear helmets. Hell, if you want to ride a motorcycle and take the risk, that's up to you. I know a lot of people will say, and it's true, that helmets are only designed for 20 mile per hour impacts, but, you know, there's a difference between the crash impact speed and actually what the speed is when someone comes off of a bike. So an impact speed is different than a collision speed. That's getting a little technical, but I've witnessed, and if I wasn't already convinced, I would have been. I've seen responded to a scene of a crash, and it was a bicyclist. And when I got there, I thought the bus, a transit bus, had literally run over his head. It looked like a watermelon was crushed.
Oh boy.
And as it turns out, after speaking to the witnesses, once they came out of their hysterics, he actually just ran into the bus. So that tells me that your head is pretty easily crushed, and I'll hang up and let you elaborate more on that, but I would recommend to anybody, put a helmet on your head.
Right. Amen with that. Absolutely. You know, one thing that convinced me during driver's ed is they threw a cantaloupe out of a car while we were driving about 25 miles an hour, and that cantaloupe exploded, and they said that's what your head could do at just 25 miles an hour, you know, and so our heads are delicate. The skull can only handle so much, and movies make it look like our heads can, you know, withstand punches and all sorts of, you know, funny, you know, theatrics, vaudeville type stuff, but the truth of the matter is helmets are pretty scary, head collisions are pretty scary. Helmets provide some protection, not a lot, but yeah. Tom, great point. Thank you so much for adding that. I really, really appreciate it.
Have a good day, Doc.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.